give me something that can't be cured. Why should I worry now that I am insured?
Here we go at Rosie on the House. When the microphone buttons are pushed, it works very, very well. Good morning and welcome back to the program. I'd like to, before we get back to the topic, I'd like to talk to all of our listeners and let you know that there is a new contest to vote the best of the best. And it is at azcentral.com/best of. And the voting has opened yesterday. We'd love for y'all to go in there and cast your vote for Rosie on the House as radio and home remodeling. So join us in our effort to continue to stay at the very top. It's what we strive for, as well as Mr. Clay Jansen striving to be a top in his industry.
Good morning. Yes, happy to be here. I think I'm going to jump out of the studio and go vote right now.
Yeah, go vote right now. We're talking, in particular, home insurance, but Your expertise broad such is so much broader than that. But I want, as a home improvement show, to try and keep me, this is Carol's job, keep me off the rosy bunny trails and stay focused. And I want to talk about what remodeling trends we've seen in the industry. And other than renter's insurance and additional business coverage for bringing your business tools home, a lot of people home are jumping into that kitchen remodel.
Holy smokes.
That room addition.
Oh, new office.
You know.
Bathroom remodel.
And we try and bring it to their attention, and it's always a surprise to them. I ask them, have you contacted your homeowner's insurance?
I'm so glad you do that. That is, you cannot call the insurance company with a claim and have told them we forgot to add right, the new bathroom,
oh,
right, or the kitchen remodel. It's too late, right? So you got to do this if you're thinking about the remodel on your to-do list. If you're gonna, you know, do the general yourself, or you're hiring a general, put on your list, call insurance company, call my agent, right? Because there's some very specific guidelines that insurance companies use.
Really,
if you're
specific.
Not insured 80% to value, right? So if you think about that home remodel and what you're spending on the bathroom or the kitchen, and it's adding value to your home, and if you don't call the insurance company and get that insurance amount above the 80% mark to the true value, right? So they do give you some wiggle room. I mean, insurance companies are flexible. But at the time you have a claim, this is really important. At the time you have a claim, they're going to proportionally reduce, right, the check that they give you. If you're underinsured because of the remodels, they are going to purposefully reduce that check amount. I cannot stress that enough. Call, please, please. Call your agent. Call the insurance company. Say, hey, I did a home remodel. They will ask you the specifics of the remodel, right? Did you do builder's grade? Did you do custom work, right? What was involved? They're going to price it through their cost estimating software, and then they're going to commensurately increase the amount of insurance that you have. Now, what's the side effect of this? The premium's going to go up. So I know people don't call, right? Because the incentive is, well, I don't really want the premium to go up. But you are going to be upset at the time of a claim that you would have much rather have paid an extra $80 per year in premium versus not getting the check.
Hit.
That's right.
The big
right
hit.
Now you're going to be out 5 or 10 or 20 grand right on the claim. So definitely not worth it. Hands down, if you're doing a remodel, thinking about doing a remodel, or just did a remodel, please call your agent. They would love to help you get through that software, do the updates on the estimation, and make it right.
You know, some of the questions we ask at Rosie Wright Remodeling, homeowners who have experienced remodeling say, Rosie, I've done 4 remodeling projects. I've done 3 remodeling projects. I've remodeled 100 times. No one ever asked me these questions. You know, when was the home built? Do we need to do a lead test? Do we need to do an asbestos test? Would you like a radon air check, which should be standard policy for any home in Arizona?
That's right.
It costs next to nothing. But radon's a very dangerous indoor environment contaminant. And then I always ask them, now, we need to discuss course of construction insurance.
That's right.
And at that point, Clay, they look at me.
And the blank stare happens.
No, it's worse than that.
Oh,
no. Like I'm a three-headed monster.
Yeah, okay.
So when we get back after bottom of the hour break, I want to talk about course of construction insurance.
Absolutely.
If nothing else, I want Arizona homeowners who are remodeling to know, to ask their remodeling contractor, do you have me covered?
Are you insured?
Yes,
that's right.
Exactly.
That's
this is much different than corporate liability they must have by law. This is something you, as the Arizona homeowner, must be concerned about, and we'll cover it when we get back right here at Rosie on the House, where we're here every Saturday morning to do one thing, to become your best friend. So I teased it a little bit earlier, in a half hour at the 10 o'clock hour. If anything that's happened in the current events of this community, this nation, or this world, I'm going to melt all those anxieties away for you at 10 o'clock.
And I have a little bad news for you. Katie is not flying.
You got texted?
I did.
Oh, she's listening.
She heard.
She's listening to the regular radio, not her.
Carol Gase is giving it the big ones up dance over there.
They're all our favorite.